We all want clean teeth, and hey, if we could scrub off a few of those laugh lines, why not? But you know what is in those products that claim to make your teeth whiter or clearer skin? Canada has taken a bold step towards banning a common ingredient in dozens of beauty products that are widely sold in the U.S. Here's more from The World's Andrea Crossan.
So this is part of my morning ritual, and hopefully it's part of yours too. But recently, I discovered that this toothpaste I'm using, advertised as giving me a 3D white smile, has microbeads in it. What that means is that I brush my teeth with tiny plastic beads. You may very well be doing the same thing.
Don't just clean, deep clean and invigorate your skin.
New nutrition, a deep clean invigorating scrub with icy blue microbeads.
Exfoliate. A Crest 3D white smile reveals your playful side. Neutrogena Pore Refining Cleanser. Alpha Hydroxy and Exfoliating Beads work to clean.
Toothpaste, facial scrubs, body lotions, shower gels, filled with tiny pieces of polyethylene. It's that abrasive, gritty stuff, the stuff that's supposed to exfoliate your skin or polish your teeth. And the real problem created by these plastic beads is where they go after we rinse and spit. Microbeads end up in lakes, rivers, and oceans. In places like this, the shoreline of Lake Ontario. And that's got Canadian biologist Lisa Ertl worried.
When we have the net in the water, we'll sort of skim the surface of the water and then collect everything in this really fine mesh and then rinse it down. And this gunk, some of them are a little bit messier than others, is what is collected in the net.
Ertl works for Ontario Streams, a conservation group based in Toronto. She's spent the past few months collecting water samples from the surface of the lake.
And here you can see kind of some white pieces and then some things in light blue. And those light blue ones, there's one right there, kind of what's considered the micro beads. So that most likely was from like a toothpaste or a face wash or something.
Microbeads are small, like the size of a tiny grain of sand small. And that's the problem. They're too small to be caught by the filters in wastewater plants.
Most people who are using these face washes, body washes, hand soaps, cosmetics, have no idea that there's plastic in the products that they're using.
That's Sherry Mason. The water samples that Lisa Ertl collects on Lake Ontario go to Mason. She's a professor of chemistry and studies microbeads at the State University of New York at Fredonia.
So they use these products, you know, they wash their face, they go down the drain, and they're not realizing that they're actually releasing plastic into the environment.
Mason analyzes how much plastic is making its way into the largest freshwater ecosystem on Earth, the Great Lakes. What she's found is the stuff of nightmares. New York State alone dumps 19 tons of microbeads down the drain every year. Once these beads enter the water, they act like sponges, sucking in any toxic substances they encounter. And then they become part of the food chain and transfer those toxins into animals.
The smaller the plastic, the bigger the impact. So it's the pieces that you can't see that are actually of most concern to scientists because they're more easily ingested. Whether intentionally, you know, a fish seeing a piece of, you know, round plastic, it might think it's a fish egg and eat it, or unintentionally. I mean, there's, the beginning part of the food chain are filter feeders, mussels. And they literally, all they do is filter water through their bodies. They're not choosing what they eat. So anything that's in the water will end up in these organisms.
And it's why the Canadian government recently took a big step towards stopping the sale of microbeads. It announced in July that it intends to ban the use of these tiny plastic balls in personal care products. The Canadian government reviewed more than 130 scientific papers and concluded that microbeads should be added to the national list of toxic substances.
If it's in the water, it affects everybody, whether you live in Bangladesh, Zimbabwe, or, upstate New York. It's going to affect all of us. And so that's really what's important and why it is so important that we keep our water clean.
There are some states in the U.S. that have passed bills banning microbeads, but the U.S. bans don't go into effect until January 2018. And those bills only ban some microbeads, allowing the use of supposedly biodegradable ones. The problem is it's not clear whether those beads actually do biodegrade in the water. But there is some reason to be hopeful that microbeads will soon be a thing of the past. a number of large beauty product manufacturers are phasing them out, meaning that next summer, it's possible that Lisa Ertl won't see as many of those tiny blue plastic balls on the surface of the water.
I grew up on the lake. I swim in Lake Ontario. I sail. I fish as well. So, yeah, I want a clean lake.
For the world, I'm Andrea Crossan, Lake Ontario, Canada.
You can find out which products have microbeads in them at PRI.org.